You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new show. It's Friday, and today I'm going to share with you how you can start your very own business online for free. So many people ask me how I got started, how they can do these things, and they don't have a budget, and they've been thinking about this idea, and I'm here to answer all of those questions. Now, first, I just want to warn you, I got Reiki done on Sunday, and it was my second time, and apparently when you're releasing the old energy, you yawn, and I have not been able to, I'm going to yawn right now because I'm talking about it. It's so crazy. I have been yawning so hard this entire week, which is insane. Oh my God, I'm holding my breath because I don't want to yawn. But I'm getting into Reiki and healing and all that and into my sessions more on next Monday's show. So in a couple days, which I'm super excited to share because I've never done a show like that. As I'm getting into more of the healing process, I'm just like really excited to share like how it's been helping me. But other than the yawns, oh my God, I'm totally going to yawn. Okay, it's out. I think it's out. Plus, I'm exhausted. This week has just been intense, and that's honestly because of Reiki. So if you guys have been wanting to learn more about that, or if you have had it and you wanted to hear my process, tune in on Monday's show. So today is all about business, and today I'm going to give you my pointers on how you can prepare yourself to launch your own business online for free. It's seriously the simplest. You should not overthink, number one. Okay, so first I want to share the process that you should go through. Obviously, everybody's is different, but I'm just giving you my two cents. So I probably shouldn't say that because Gary Vee, I'm sure, is about to trademark that. I love him. He's a freaking genius. Anyway, So when you start thinking about an idea, a product, a service that you see a hole for, that the market needs, that people are saying over and over again that they wish that this existed, then you need to create it. I say that all the time. Create something that you wish existed. So you're going to create something that consumers are in need of. You're going to create a solution for a problem. The first thing that you want to do is journal it out. Have some serious brain dump sessions. Go to Home Goods, go to Michael's, go to CVS, go wherever you find your favorite little notebook and write. You need to journal this shit out. You need to figure out what it is that you really want to do, because you can't just jump on an idea. It's not going to work out for you. I've done it and it just does not work out. Been there, done that, my friends. So that's why I'm recording this show for you, because I've experienced so much in business over the last 25 years that I'm able to share all of this information with you now, because I've learned from my mistakes. I've had successes and I've had things that weren't successful. But at the end of the day, you learn so much from every move you make in business that it really does make sense to try. However, I'm here to share the simple steps that you need to take. So go get yourself a journal, journal it out, make sure you're doing your research, ask your friends, ask your family. Google is going to be your best friend. You always want to do your research because you want to stand out. You want to be different. You want to be unique. You want to be relatable. You really want to offer a solution to a problem that's out there. You want to offer something creative that people are going to need. So once you figure all of this out, there are ways to go about it, and they're all free on how you can actually launch your business. And in case you have questions on what the solution is, right, I'm going to give you some examples. So if your pantry's a mess, you need some organization, who are you going to call? The ladies of the Home Edit, who are Clea and Joanna. I'm sure you know them. Their Instagram's amazing. They're hilarious. Their book is just hit the New York bestseller list, and they are the gurus of home organization. They're going to edit the shit out of your pantry, your kitchen, your home, your life. They're providing a solution for your problem because you're a mess. You're a hot mess, so they're going to fix you. If you are looking to up-level in life or in business, you're going to want to hire a coach so that they can guide you, he or she can guide you, and take you to that next level that you deserve to be at. If you are going through some kind of a trauma, you want to hire a therapist, an energy healer, go to Reiki, something like that that's going to help the situation. If you are creating a snack, if you're creating a food product, you're providing a solution because people are hungry. People always want to eat. So those are just some random examples that I just wanted to share with you so that you would kind of get your mind on the same page where I'm at right now so you can truly understand what I'm talking about. So if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. As always, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. So once you're done with your brainstorming, you're figuring everything out, you are like ready to go. The next step you want to do is take your business online. And this is so simple to do. You may not be tech savvy. It's okay, because you don't need to build a website to be making money and show your product right away. There's so many outlets that are available for us right now on social media and on the internet that if you have an idea and you want to create a program, a product, or a service, 20 years ago, you're going door-to-door knocking. You're Xeroxing pieces of paper and spreading the news in your little ads that you just typed up on a typewriter, on your IBM computer, excuse me, whatever the case may be. Now, you can put everything on the internet and you can start making money immediately. So the first thing that you want to do is come up with a catchy name. Make sure nobody owns it. Make sure it's different. Make sure that it's something that people will remember, and you're going to, again, stand out against the crowd, because there's millions of us that are online with businesses, right? So one of the things that I always do to come up with catchy titles, and I share this with my clients all the time, is especially when we're trying to create a podcast name, a name for a brand new show. It needs to be catchy. It needs to be different. So I spend a lot of time on synonym.com and thesaurus and create catchy verbiage. So that sometimes comes after the fact that, like, for example, when I'm chatting with, when I'm on coaching calls, I should say, with my podcast clients, I explain to them that the title doesn't always come first. And when you're describing, when it's time to write the script and explain to your listeners what your show is about, then write the intro and the outro, and you're creating the introductory and you're creating the verbiage and the scripts, and you're creating that verbiage and you're introducing what you have. You need to welcome them in. You need to put it in words. You need to make sure, that it makes sense, right? Explain what it is. Once you start creating that type of content, it's going to come to you. So I always tell my podcast clients, like, don't worry, the title can come after, because right now we're still like creating the show description, like what it is that your listeners are going to hear from you, like immediately. That needs to be said in your intro so that you can captivate your audience. So while we're in that creative process and we're putting together the show description, then the intro comes, and then the outro is really easy. A lot easier, I should say, over the intro, because you're thanking them and, there's a lot of call to actions involved, and really that's it. The intro, you need to grab them right away. So rather than get off topic about podcasting, what you need to do is write that out, put together that content, and then it will just hit you. I swear to God, it just hits you like, oh my God, that's the name. That's the name of the show. So the same thing goes for your business. Once you start writing down and journaling it out and coming up with a game plan, a business plan, your target market, all of the information that you need to start your business, to keep you organized and put you in a place that you can be successful, is that you need to write this stuff down. You need to create verbiage, and then it will just come to you. It's going to, unless it's an obvious product like a makeup eraser or something like that, but it'll come. So don't stress out about the name, but you want something catchy. So you want to go to Google and then go to the synonyms and thesaurus and figure out a different name that's, you know, maybe not as common as a certain product or service. And maybe there you can find an answer to your problem. So the next step you want to do once you have your name is, I use GoDaddy for everything. If you are not registered with GoDaddy as of yet, you can go and buy your domain for 99 cents for the first year. That's your only cost right now in starting a business, 99 cents. So if you do not have 99 cents, I will send it to you and I will help you start your business. And I just want to say right now, everything I'm mentioning right now is on the shop page on my website. So if you go to thehappyworkaholic.com, click the shop page, and all the services I'm using right now for my business are there. So you want to go there and click through those affiliate partner codes so that you can access those things for free. So the GoDaddy site would be 99 cents. That's it. Building out an entire website, if you're not tech savvy, if you are not familiar with that, you do not need one right now. Because what you can do is use MailChimp. And MailChimp is amazing to create landing pages. It's my email service provider. You can send automated emails. I'm doing a video course, sneak peek, I'm doing a video course soon. I'm automating it through MailChimp. And MailChimp is also free with the code that I have on my shop page. So you can create a very simple landing page and begin to collect emails right away. Those emails are going to be your customers and your clients forever. You want to give them something when they sign up. What can they get as a gift? For example, when I have somebody sign up for my VIP newsletter, I give them documents that are going to help their business, their mind, and be organized. And as soon as they sign up for my email list, they get an automated email immediately after with these tools that I've put together to keep them organized. And there are two simple PDFs, and it's something I've created. It's something I use in my personal and my professional life that just keeps me organized and focused, and I've put them together as a thank you. So you want to do something like that. To create a landing page is very simple. It's drag and drop. You can just do like little templates. Now, if you're looking for a logo and you're not sure how to do that, another free website to utilize would be Canva. And Canva I've used so much. Canva is also free if you do not upgrade to the business tool. The business tool is $12.95 a month, but still we're under like a $20 budget here to launch your business. And what the business tool does is that it automatically sizes your logo for different social media headers. And that's really something that you'd want to invest in, because you really can't size that and make it look good on your own. I'm telling you, just invest the $12.95 for the month. But the first month is actually free. So if you get it done in the first month, you're good to go. And you can utilize the free trial. So with Canva, you can do posters, templates, you can actually do a landing page there, you can do your newsletter headliner, you can do images for your social media, you can get all your design work done on Canva for free. How amazing is that? I've used Canva for so many things in my business. I'm going to start outsourcing that stuff soon, so I won't be utilizing it as much. But their templates, I mean, there's literally hundreds and thousands. And it's super easy to use. There are videos on YouTube. There are videos inside of Canva on how to use it. So again, another free actionable item that you're going to want to take advantage of is Canva. The next step you're going to want to do is set up all of your social media pages. So you're going to want to have some video, some audio, some, once you have your graphics done, set up those pages. Make sure nobody has your handles. This is research that you're going to want to do ahead of time. And when you have that business name, you find the domain and you're all excited, but then somebody has all of your handles that you're going to need for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. So whether it's a company name or your name, you know, you just really need to do that research first. Most of mine are the Happy Workaholic, but some are still Kellyanne Gorman because I can't get the name, or because the Happy Workaholic is too long. So I make sure that my profiles are still cohesive to my brand and myself, so that I'm very visible online on all of my social platforms. So you want to make sure that that's happening. So before you go ahead and buy that domain, just make sure all your handles are available. You can set up your pages and you're good to go as far as your branding aspect for your business goes. So once you update all of your social media, then it comes time for content. So this is something that you can use for Planoly. You could schedule it out. I actually use an app called, and I talked about this on one of my last shows, it is called When to Post. I'm actually just checking my phone. Yes, it's called When to Post, and it gives me times throughout the day when my followers are the most engaged. And it, again, it's a free tool. So I know when my followers are on Instagram at specific times on specific days, that is when I'm starting to post. So I actually don't schedule things out. I may prepare my content and have it available in notes so I can just copy and paste at that time. But I don't actually schedule out a month. I spend more time on stories and doing videos and podcasts than I do putting out scheduled content. So I just wanted to share that with you. But the next step is that you want to create some content you want to share with your audience. So now you're probably wondering, how am I going to sell my product if I don't have a website, but I have all these emails? I'm starting to share what's going on. What you can do is sell your product, your brand, or service through Facebook and Instagram. You can actually shop products directly through and check out on Instagram now. They're slowly filtering it out. You can even do it through LinkedIn. So you can actually create a funnel, which is, if you're not familiar with this verbiage, a sales funnel is just taking your customers on a journey to go through the process of what it is that they want to buy. So for myself, I'm going to have, actually, I can't even talk about that right now because I can't give away all my little projects I'm working on. So stay tuned for that. But like I said, it's a journey you want to take your customer through to get the product, the service at the end of the day. They're going to go through a specific targeted formula that you've put together, or you're collecting emails, you're putting out your landing page and collecting emails, and you can sell right through your email. How are you going to collect payment? You can use PayPal. PayPal is free. Another free service to utilize. I use PayPal for all of my invoicing. I use PayPal for everything business related. Their customer service is amazing. I've been using them for years. I have a business account. You can upgrade to that. It's still free. Another way to utilize the internet to launch the business that you've been dreaming of, to get everything that you've had in your mind, you know, everything you've been journaling out, just make this shit happen and launch your business. There's nothing holding you back. Right now, your cost up front is 99 cents for that domain. Literally, that's it. So you can use PayPal as your checkout service. You can start posting your products, your brand, your service on Facebook and Instagram and sell through there and sell through your emails. It's really that simple. And once you have your graphics, you have pricing, this is where, you know, doing your research really comes in. You want to research your competitors. You want to see what they're charging. You want to stand out. You want people to come to you right away to try your product. You might need to give some things away for free in the beginning, maybe to some influencers, some friends online, so they could start talking about it. And that's why in the beginning, and when I launch a course, I do it at a really low price so I can get reviews, so I can show the rest of the world, like, hey, I've worked with all of these, these women, and look what they have to say. So that's a really good idea in the beginning, is do a special launch price and get those reviews. Those are gold. Just like I always ask for reviews on my podcast, which, P.S., if you haven't left me one on iTunes, please do that when you're listening, done listening to the show. I would really appreciate it. And yeah, reviews are gold because that's the first thing people are looking at. For example, my friend and I are getting massages today, and I've been on Groupon searching for like the right one. But the first thing I did last night when I was still awake at like 1 a.m. was look at these reviews because I was so exhausted. I'm like, I just want to find the best one at the best price. And I was looking at the reviews. So you want to, you know, give some things away complimentary, get those reviews pouring in, and they will mean so much, especially when you launch your business. And to get the word out, that really helps. When people comment and tag, you know, do a contest, make it fun. Business should be fun. I've had enough stressful days in business. Like, my life right now is all about fun and making others feel good with what they're doing, whether it's launching a podcast, whether it's rebranding their business. It needs to be fun. Obviously, we do have those stressful days, but this is something that you've been dreaming about. This is something that you've wanted to see online and like put into the hands of others. Then make this shit happen. Stop making excuses. Your cost right now is 99 cents, literally, to put this online. So after you figure out your competition and you do everything that you can do to stand out amongst the crowd, the business will come. You're going to have to put in the hours. You're going to have to do the hard work, but you're going to love, obviously it's going to be exhausting and you're going to cry and scream some days because that's just the life of owning your own business. But at the end of the day, you're going to be so grateful that you just took this step and just fucking did it. I'm telling you, you just need to start. You just need to make this happen. If it fails, you're going to learn something from it and move on. Move that and make sure that you keep that thought on your mind and don't let it happen again. Go a different way. And that's just how business works. The followers will come. The business will come. Once you share how passionate you are about something, people will see that and people will be relating to you and they're going to understand. They're going to want the solution to that problem that you are creating this product, brand, or service for. They're going to want it because they're going to see like this fire in your eyes, like how excited you are. And I've never been busy. I've been the busiest I've been in 3 years, this last 3 months, because all I've been doing is producing and coaching.